The first topic on today's agenda is the problem of the group of Muslims with regard to the propriety of writing the date of its order that was going to be any day so that there will be no problems with the group of Muslims. Now, I suppose that in this age of disclosure, I have to disclose that I have once upon a time written a little item reviewing several things that have appeared, indicating that when we have vanity, I think there is an avoidance and right. The earlier date, the chosen can be mishabbat himself anything he wants, whenever he wants. The great yeshiva in the chosen may be contingent, and he is contingent upon the fact that there will be a kufa afterwards. But if there is a kufa, then he was mechayev himself in mafreya, there's a suv, there's a tzedin, there's a kufa, there's a collection of shabodim. I found no problems whatsoever. However, unknown to myself at the time, there was an item in the Libra's Moshe that says exactly the opposite. There is now also an item that appears in the Hebrew's Moshe. It says essentially the same thing, although it's not the same as the Libra's Moshe repeated, but here is the truth that I gave you. It's on the list. I gave you the source in the last part of the Hebrew's Moshe, and the Libra's Moshe says that you can't be mechayev and shabbat yourself with suva and thus until you're married, no timing, right, but no timing. The problem is that I have raya lehefer. The first raya lehefer is a thesis in both Mitzvah about Yud Zayin and Zayin. Thesis in Yud Zayin on the Zayin speaks about a case of a suva that has been lost. And now the question is, do you return it to the Baal, do you return it to the wife? The Gemara says that the man should have married it, he admits that the ksuba is his wife, he hasn't paid it. Says the Gemara, you return it to the wife. And Tosfos says that the nemonis is, what's the problem? So Tosfos, mashma the layasir, Motsuba Loyak, I'm sorry, here the word is Motsuba Loyak here, unless there's Man Shabbat Loyak. Why is Loyak here? So Tosfos says that the husband, Loyak here, because the husband can claim, all right, I paid it, I can give it back to the wife. The husband can turn around and say that it was paid. So Tosfos says that how can he say that it was paid? He says that if there are no Eidi Kedushin, even though he can see that she's married, he has a woman. The Paraiti with amigos, A. Iatishi, presumably when she's not Mufa, has his own wife. Now, if you take this place, you're dealing with a case where the Marcus is Loyak there, because the husband has a claim of Paraiti, and this is the Paraiti is amigo of Iatishi. He doesn't say she's rich, she wrote it. What is it? Iyakishti can only mean that there is a ksuva, and his name on Paraiti, Migul Diyakishti. It's a Migul of Iyakishti. The presumption would have been that had you had a ksuva, that would be valid, even though it was written at a time when they weren't married, and this is a ksuva. You know, two moments, otherwise, what's it all about? He's got an one that says Paraiti, Migul of Iyakishti. But otherwise, the ksuba was an invalid ksuba, even though it had been written at a time when they weren't married. That's the pashtus of the ksuba. So you have the text of the verse says that a ksuba that's written when the woman is not yet married is a valid ksuba, and you may see more. The problem is the text of Hamzayim on the day. The same sukkah, There the sukkah is says, Zizan Shabbat Moide Yashir Mish. That he admits it's not paid, return to the wife. So this is Michael Mashmalon, what's the kiddush? Boy Hashim, look familiar. We're not afraid that this is one trick between them, we miss the moment from the Lakota. So this is Malekul Mechoshen, across the Nismanosa Tisha, maybe it's booked in. Why? The Mon Masai Yimishad and Eris Mapolis. The Mone Yimukuyis, from the time that she becomes Naruto. And Arusa also has a ksuba. They were synchronous ones. Ula Kaid and Eris, so this problem was, of course, up in Yisun and Nasa Tishra, he was resolved. Of course, up in Yisun, it was because she was Arusa. Well, look, so even Aaron's record makes that it was written before Aaron's name, we don't have to worry about it. We don't have to worry that he wrote it before Erisin, right? And it goes right back to the case of Korfa Benissen, going also at Tishrei. What is he talking about? That Kleven Erisin Lekel Lemecha, presumably dealing with somebody who's looking at his wife. So that his only afraid is that it was written before the Erisin and the Mukhtar. So this is Lekulameka. We know it's the word. What if he did write it? So again, the Pashtus of places would seem to indicate that if he had written it before the Erisin, we would have a problem with regard to collecting from the Lekulameka. Because if it's written before Erisin, then there's no grounds to collect from the Lekulameka. So it says Lekulameka. So what does this Lekulameka mean? So the simplest way to understand places is to say Lekul Amekash, because even if this is only a shot that he wrote it before the Erisin, and we're afraid to return it because we're afraid of Knuyas, basically saying Lekul Amekash, it might be the case, but we don't have to worry about it, we'll return it because the shot of Knuyas isn't such a great shot. And it's not likely that he written it before the Erisin. But the inference then would be from places that if he hadn't indeed written before the Erisin, it wouldn't be valid. You can't collect from the book. I mean, that's clearly how the measurement is in places. And if so, then there's a contradiction between these places and based on your site. But the Tasis himself continues, the Tasis nami la baye, domar ego bitsumon, zoki loyosishapir. Basis adds a word, but what about the basis to this? You get only one on the sign there. What about basis? The basis says, Ego Vitsomo Zofi Moi. So you can collect the basis also. If he was caught up in this one, going also at Tishrei. And a rooster is not entitled to basis. Basis to this. How should you get basis to this? Only because Ego Vitsomo Zofi Moi. I learned Shabbat basis. So when you come to the next line, Thesis Nami Labai Dom Eid was Song Walking Away. Thesis is saying the Eid was Song Walking Away, that the Eidim can be Zeche for the beneficiary of the Shkar, the Zeche the Thesis, and maybe we don't have to worry about the money either. And the Thesis was saying in the first line, what if you don't hold Eid of a Song Walking Away? And the last line of Thesis, he talks about why about the Mandalmar who holds that there's no Eid of a Song Walking Away? Rabbi Yishiyah, whatever he says, we don't hold into the Psalm of Zalkin Lai. So I understood the Tasis was saying that if you don't hold into the Psalm of Zalkin Lai, then you can't write before the Erisin. Of course not. Everything I was saying about writing before the Erisin is Eid of the Psalm of Zalkin Lai. Once we have this Lord, Eid of the Psalm of Zalkin Lai, the Tasis needed for the Tasis to the, because that was the whole problem, then of course it's me after this first Kasha too. It's like when we have two Kashas of Tasis. And the second, once it comes to answer it, there's the second kasha, the first kasha will put down. The first kasha had simpler ways to deal with it. The second kasha was stronger. But once I have the terrace, the second kasha answers the first also. That's how I understood the sign in the page. I found a tshuva in the Beishangit. I mean, Beishangit certainly says that it's kosher. There's no question. The Chuvah Beishankiv says that if you write a Ksuvah before Erisin is kosher, and that's clear. You have a fairly early Akron that says clearly that you can write a Ksuvah before the Erisin, there's no problem with the Mukhtin. If the Chosin wants to be Mishavah himself, he can be Mishavah himself. He brings the writer from Thesis Yudzayit, and then he talks about our Thesis. And he says that from places you see, this places is involved for a I don't see the raya that it's kosher, if anything I see the opposite. But he brings this place with the raya that it's kosher as well. The same place that the raya brings the raya that it's kosher, he brings from the first part, my raya, I can see the first line. Only I'm arguing that it's the first line going from my Rambam does all the Rambam's Rocky Roy. And wouldn't we come later with some Rocky Roy, then the bad line of faith falls away. The Rambam is absolutely correct in analyzing that line. Only that line says going from my Rambam is from Rocky Roy. Once he introduces later with some Rocky Roy, it's different. The Vishanti, without going to the end of places, says that from that line it falls to Araya, and that I fail to understand. If anybody can enlighten me, I'd be very grateful. But that's the lotion of, I'll read through the words of Vishanti. Because Taisa says that you don't write exclusively before the everything, and Taisa on Yud Zayin says that he has namonis to say variety because he could have said Iyad Ishti. How can you say Iyad Ishti is Neger Chazoket because Taisa says you don't write before the everything? That Taisa is really more attracted to my interpretation by the Chazoket. After he crossed, Davi Nivu Dibo Yomein La'ad Ishti are in more attracted to the transition and therefore he says. Are a more stark subi as sleeping can change their politic subi in any day. The third claim are the silver face, double up in their politic subi contribution. The call of him is running the cost of law, yes, what subi. That's the face of his life. That if he writes, the subi is caution. When you should walk every meeting, your claim are a not ishti, rakis ramal is the cost of law, for the subi. It's not a legal belief of Chazok yet, despite the fact that they say they're there at Lichtoy, because if it's Rami the Kosav, then the Ksub is kosher, and you collect from that demand. If he means to say that the Raya is only for Yuzayim, I understand. But from this basis, if anything, it's a Raya Lehefer. I don't see a Raya to that principle from this basis, and from the same token, I don't see a Raya Lehefer either. That's one thing. The other eighth, which Ramesh doesn't talk about, is whether you can write a Zman Mu'ukr, if the Yichud will be Ben Hashemoshim. Now, there's a Machlokes Machaber Ramah, whether you're allowed, the Tzuba is not yet valid, you won't be able to collect the Tzuba, other than from the following day. And if this is Ben Hashemoshim of the first day, so tantamount to being a yakid without a ksuba, because right now she can't collect the ksuba. There's machlokes machaber ramah whether it's only beer that's also not a valid ksuba, whether it's even yichud that's not valid, that's also not a valid ksuba. According to the machaber, there wouldn't be any problem with being the yakid as long as they're not good. The yichud alone, even though the ramah says it's also, but again, I haven't found it in Purush any place, but the whole Easter of Yehud is only because we're afraid that he'll, the whole Easter altogether? Because we're afraid that he will rashly decide to divorce his wife. So it's very possible that even if there is an Easter of Yehud, that Kahai Gavner like goes there, and what are you afraid? That he's going to go right ahead, that much more. In this few minutes, after the yichud will size the divorcer and will divorce the banished merchant, so that he won't have to pay the ksuba, because if he delays the get until after the case is resolved, the ksuba won't be enough. He'll have to, in order to avoid the fee of the ksuba, he'll have to rush to divorce her right immediately following the yichud of the ksuba. And that's the kind of possibly like a noticeable shift that the Chazan should be worried that the husband is going to divorce the wife in the Benish market. And I would say they go through on Kodok, but I haven't found the flourish anyplace. So the problem is a problem. For Moshe, there's no eight except to write the next day. And he doesn't talk about whether he's spacious for the Ramo or not spacious for the Ramo. Of course, if you delay Yichud until after a case of Yichudim, there's no problem at all. It's always an issue. It depends on what the book is going to be. And which Benesh Moshe is he worried about? But if you delay the Yichud until after Benesh Moshe, there's no problem at all.
It's quite well, it's so
poor. That sort of no good for Moshe. You can't write the suit, you can both take the suit, that's no problem. But you write this man mukhtim, and the suit is going to be in as much as for a Moshe, he ended up with a suit with his mukhtim. Mukhtim isn't a verb. The only problem is first mukhtim, so on. Now the problem is going to be whether they can live together. So they give me ashes. If it's stated for Tzitzit Yichomim, and there's a Mishniyat, there's a Mishmoshes, so for the Makabra, there's no problem. But for the Ramo, there's a problem. That's why I said before, I mean, I haven't found any place. I would say, if I got one of those Ramo, that somebody should want to divorce in the Bein Hashmoshes of the Gnesuyim, maybe I got one of those. I mean, I wouldn't say it altogether, except in Makabra, all the things that it's good. And for the Shita of the Ramo, I don't think it's such a far off word. That the high government would go to. But, yes, that's another way to avoid the problem. Since for some people who like to speak at length, this is a perfect opportunity to make a long speech. I'm giving you all the ages. The eighth is our eight to make a long speech, that's the best eight. The other eight is to make Yichud afterwards, such a partner for taking a photograph for a few minutes, and make Yichud afterwards. According to the Vaishanki, there's no problem at all in writing the first day, the earlier days of Man. And otherwise, the next day, I also think it's just a terrible, that's the least desirable Man. So the Man. So what? It can't be worse than 50 minutes. Well, a few minutes. Yeah. No, there's no problem with Rahul Bakal. That's another problem. There's no problem with Rahul Bakal. It's no worse than the Nakubis Nita. No? We hope the Kubis Nita's question. Even though you have the Yifu chain in the Tarif, it's not Royal Levine. If there's no people for this, there's no problem. And even if you're Makabi, Shem Suvi Aidin, Star Golan, I'm sure you can Makabi, Shem Suvi Aidin, so the Kedushin, no Kedushin altogether. Later, we'll see, a little bit later today yet, I hope, that afterwards you have to make a series of Chabad before Aidin and Rabbi Kedeshis. But you don't make Birkas Eris and Birkas Nisun the second time. You don't have to make them the second time, even though the first time there were Vadai Kedushin. It's not necessary. You have Birkas Hasheva, Birkas Eidol. Once you made them, you made them. It's not just okay. What's the Kodesh Tar? They have that the Kinyin Sina doesn't go to the Rock. You've got a Kinyin Shtar. That's what they call. And even the Kinyin Sina before is a Kinyin Sina. It will help for the afterwards. It's not a problem. Okay, so much for that problem. Let me go then to the next problem. We're now holding, we took care of the sugar anyway, so now we're holding at the foot. So the first problem is, they leave it out and write it in after the Kabbalah's Kenyan. And if they wrote it in before the Kabbalah's Kenyan, now Rosh. It's a sensation to the star. The whole nusach of the kuba, the whole nusach of every star, is a nusach of something that already occurred. Het zoveel gaat naar wat is het woord in de way. En dan dat de koude, het degree dat je moet doen, wordt. All of that is the Russian over. What does it all mean? That's the rhyme. The rhyme says always that the Adim are made, that if this will be, Yetzimitachas Yad, of the person who is the beneficiary of the star, then you will know that all these things happen. The whole Adi Chasima are only the series of the fact that it needs to be in the series. So they're being made, that if this gets to the hands of the recipient, then this must have occurred. Otherwise, how would the person get it? Because it's all that, and what is Adi on the altar? So the Kinyon is no worse than that. What does it all mean? If you will see that this person has the star with the thing that's waiting, it means that there was a proper Kinyon. Yeah.
So you said that
it has
two on the emphasis on the letter and
the period. No, that's more of a problem. If you don't fill in the word at all.
No, the Kinyon is the word I did. What happens to maybe when we have the
the vav before the vav of the kinyan. Is it not huge?
It doesn't even have, according to the thing, really doesn't even have.
It's the old problem of what you can be misakin after a famous lady. That's a gilkin kitchen child. What can be misakin after a famous lady? The vav of the kinyan, you probably could be misakin after a famous lady. Probably. Yeah, precisely. Because if you leave it out, it doesn't matter what you're using the sack in that room. So that's already, and I hesitate to say leave the sack in anything at this point. I would much prefer writing everything all over again, if necessary. Because once people start tampering every single day, then there's no more. All right. Basically, whatever you add after Sima for 18 doesn't have to be added in a key. What's the purpose of adding it? If you need it, it doesn't help. And if you don't need it, why bother? Daily, in a get, you have 80 mysterious who make the get for a get. But when you start Kenya, I have no point in adding that for you. If it's necessary, then adding will help you. And if it's not necessary, why do it? All right, let me then go to the Yichud Eidim. The Yichud Eidim, the problems are Sanhedrin problems. I don't know how many of you are learning Sanhedrin this month. For those who are learning Sanhedrin, know the problems of the Shittas Rishonim, within Ephraim and Hefkar of the Bosom. I gave you a number of sources. The first source that I gave you is the Sefer Chayshin, who quotes the Shach, but the Shach is essentially the Rosh, the Ran, other Rishonim who say that in order to avoid Nisa Ephraim and Hefkar of the Bosom, you miyachid the Adim, these are the Adim, hence there's no bosom here. These are the ones from Achav and Loid, and the Mekadesh and the Miskadeshes want these to be the Adim, and the Mele, the Psulim, are love called Kamine to Pasol because of the Nimsa Echot Torah Bechosel. And the first I gave you in Lamed Vav Aleph, the Ktois himself says, what's the very end after it brings all of this? Lachain Roy Lahav Mishne Adin Shem Shishim Piakos and Loshma Kedushin. But Farkos of Asmak, we didn't know which Miak the Maiden Bishas Kedushin, the Roy Lizoyer of this. That's the Shah in Lamed Vav. If you come to the Avin Milui, which you will remember is written by exactly the same author, in Membei, I think it's also Sifkot Nalos. Sorry? The Avni Miluyim in Mem Bay quotes the Arichus, the Loshen of the Rosh. Mem Bay Sifkot Nvov, I'm sorry. It's Sifkot Nvov. Sifkot Nvov, right. Here he quotes the Arichus, the Loshen of Rosh. And he then says, I'll read you Loshna Rosh. Loshna says, Kotzper comes the Makis, here she meets my mother, Adim Sherim, Gomesham Kurvim Susim, Kivuloid, Bob, Eid Beslin, his father played as a Sherim, the Kivin Sheikhe, that's Egov, Lav, Kok, Minai, Lahav, Sidul, Zemamoinai. Even Shehihi this Adov Lav Kok Minai. That's the Loshman of the Rishayim. Then he says, well, if he's there, this is now the Avin Lui speaking. Kevin the Vikit, the Fusion for a thing, the Buffet over Torah, and the Ames, and Yehuda Kamon, in Kinky Hech, the Boy, and Yachide, the Maperish, the Cherim, a few Echi, the Boy, and Yachide, the Maperish, the Cherim, Kavanosa, Umahani, the Hochinami, a few Bistolo, Koshin, a Kavaladin, and Rinom, Vadai, Kavanosa, and Edim Cherim, the Rin Loi. Well, I am reading in Zach of Kar, but also it goes far beyond the Rosh. The Rosh says that from a Yachid aiding the fact that it's Suleen, that's why it's called Minayim, says to Nabi Meluim, that even if you're not Miyachid the aiding, but the Chosim, the Kala, they want aiding, it's not spam something that's happening in Bergovia. Now, they're doing something, and there are a lot of people standing around. So that is the Chosim, the Kala, want aiding, and they want sharing, so the name of that, he could just go in a. The Hosh and the Chavin were aiding, that they are like sharing, the Sulim is why they crazy make Sulim, is there Bor here? Not just content to say it, but says there Bor. I'm not sure how Bor it is, it's not Meluim. That in Meluim is saying that according to the Rosh is talking about Yichud Eidim, he's talking about a Milvin. Says the Rosh, that's you need Yichud Eidim and Halvor. Because not everybody's mechavim for aiding and halvah. A person borrows money. Now there's going to be a problem in Sefer Torah also. The way to eliminate that is by indicating that I want aiding. But even the kiddushin that everybody knows you need aiding and everybody wants aiding, so storm is like you was miyachid. And who are you going to be miyachid? You're miyachid sharing. You're not miyachid anybody else. So he says storm is like yichud. Then he concludes all of the sacred place of creation. Simon Amazos is called Alas, the Safti, the Roy, the Nothin, the whole Sadri Kedushin, the Akadim Shemish as Kedushin, Shoy Shum Kat, Kat Shoy Hechat Shom Shum Gimbum, Besheris Kedusha as his Roy. To him it's a Chumra beyond, and that's clear. I mean, you can't quote the Ksais for saying you need Yichud Eidim without quoting the Abin Meluim that says that without Yichud is also Yichud. And the rest of the Abin Meluim is nothing more than a Chumra and beyond. Maybe. It's beyond the place of the Avnei Meluim, or better, the Rosh and the other Rishonim would seem to indicate that there's a requirement for Yichud in the Meidim of Manim that I gave you, and the Meidim of Manim brings it from the Brisk Rosh Hashanah. It is apparently from Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim not only demanded Yichud Eidim, but demanded that you passel everybody else to the exclusion of all others. Whereas I've seen in the Kiddush HaKasna where it couldn't possibly have come from Kayim when Allah under is wearing the passel. That is based upon a diuk in the Loshon HaRosh. I'll read you now the part I skipped before. Avol ha-mazmin es edov ve-hoitzi es ha-acherim. You find the same thing in Rishayim, you find it in Rizvah, the two places I gave you. This is the Rosh and Makas Asayim, which I didn't give you separately because it's in the Avnei Meluim. The Rosh adds the words, which are not found in the other Rishayim. He adds the words, V'chitzi es Tzvacheri. The Avnei Meluim certainly understood the Rosh, V'chitzi es Tzvacheri, not because it excluded them the Tzvacheri. But that by being Mazmin, the name of the Hesiyas for Acheri. Otherwise, you have Machlekes, the Rosh and the Rizvah. The Reb Chaim apparently, it's only Piyashmur, Reb Chaim apparently understood the Rosh B'diu, the Hesiyas for Acheri. That you not only you have to be Mazmin the Eidim, but you also have to exclude the others. I'm not sure they understand along this, and we don't have time, I don't want to decide the other. But Al Koponim, that's what is said in the name of the Brisk Rosh. And that's the practice of some to exclude others. However, it seems to me that if it's done the way I've seen it done, it's a chumra that can lead to a kilku. But I have a way that you can be lost if you say akil if anybody is interested in it. And that was my problem is for that reason I gave you the Samsofer under this heading. There was a shaila that seems to have been presented to a number of Achronim at about the same time. The shaila involved a situation where somebody was in Kaddish and it turns out that one of the AEs was falsely related. And the question is, do you still have valid kedushin, or don't you have valid kedushin? Incidentally, this is I'm digressing, I'll come back to that. I have heard tell the name of some people in Eretz Yisrael who a new chumra, a new hakpodit, when you're dealing with people who aren't from, to bedaskiv mekadesh b'fnei psuli edus, so that later there won't be a problem with avuna and a problem with avedus. I can't believe that the person who are quoted as saying this is said it. Yishtaka hadokah v'lo yomah, is absolutely horrendous. I don't think you have any right at all to be goyering people the yitzur pomei habolat nuya, even if they're not shrimp material mitzvahs, because you're worried that sometime later there may be a problem on theirs. I understand it all together. Don't prove the shtick. Don't have to tell them to get married. That is an Eitzah Yitzah. But to get married with Psuli Eitzah to eliminate that. And what? Eitzah, Pony Bola, please, and Eitzah. Besides that, I don't, and the Sada Kedushin, the Pirkat Eitzah, and the Pirkat Eitzah, if afterwards it's not going to be Kedushin either. It never will be Kedushin, it's not. In addition to everything else, I have a third problem, and that's if you take money for this, I think you're a Gazlan Mash. Gezel Gomer. I think it's Gezel Gomer. I'll show you how for any of maybe they will not Gezel Gomer. I'll come back to the next chart we'll come to it. But I think it's absolutely unconscionable to do something. So in any event, assuming you don't want to do Kaddish, these things can occur. You're a Makadish, and later you discover that one of the 80 Kushin wasn't kosher. There's a tshuva in the, and this plays itself out in other cases as well. Often, shilas of igum, the Bala Masar of the Garish or whatever, what's the way out? To go show that the Kedushin were in Kedushin in the first place. How do you do that? By possibly evading Kedushin. That's all very nice, except for some Sefer, it's not no Eitzah. Because, at least in 99% of all cases, it's no Eitzah. The Sam Sefer, in effect, says that even no matter what happens, you always have AD Kedushin. And that's based upon another matter, which again is the same simon in the Avdi Gluim. In Mem Beis, this is Sifkot Nusef. The Shaila here was in the case where the AD Kedushin didn't see the Mesiras HaTabas. This is the quotation of the Mordechai. So the Mordechai says, you don't see the Mesira Mamish, but you're standing there, that's enough. The Avni Muluyim himself, citing it, Rashi says, that if they didn't see it in the scene of Mamish, it's not good enough, says the Meluim. Why? Says he, of course, we come a rash, b'mani imam yidiyah b'lay riyah el tzirulay, the kol shalay ro, the scene, afilu yidiyah, the yokaliyah shalay yidiyah liyodo. The Avni Meluim here says that you have to see the actual Mesirah of Abbas. And that is one of the things that the Masada Kedushin has to be careful about. That the Eidim not only hear the Hariyat Mekudeshes, but they see the actual Mesirat HaTabas, because he says that Umdin doesn't help the Mesirat HaTabas. Keneged the Avni Meluim, although nobody quotes the Avni Meluim in this context. The earliest Jews I'm aware of is the Chavis Yoyer Simin Kuf Tes. The Chavis Yoyer says you don't have to see the Mesirat HaTabas, as long as they hear Hariyat Mekudeshes. And he adds the word, the last time, let me read you this. He says, can I find it? Yeah. He says that he was dealing with a case where the AD were in a different room. And that wasn't good enough. But he says if they were standing, if the chuppah was not, if they called the Eidah, nearly the Saki Bishmili said Nemon, that the AD just heard Hariyat Mekudeshes. If they see her walking back, the recessional, with a Tabas Kedushin in her hand, and they heard Hariyat Mekudeshes, The Michael and Abel. He says the Munden is. That's the Mordecai. The Chad is here in effect of saying that the Umten is good enough if the Edim are in the same room, not in another room. They heard her and Mekadesh, they throw the Tabat on her finger afterwards, and they heard Mapoto. Comes to some Slasher without going to Chad is here and takes it one step further and says, again, we don't have time. Says the Sam Slasher that there was a Masada Kedushin. And Haku Yitin, Lom Makal Mithnesses, and they heard the fear that he's standing up front, and he's making Birkus Erosins. He says, even if the chair is standing someplace in the back, it makes no difference. They know what's going on here. The cool is, they didn't see the Tabas after the Kedushin either. Says, it's not safe for anybody who's in the room is one of the 18. Now, if you say, if you're Miyachik Sharing, and you're Mitzi to the exclusion of all others, then you've got a serious problem on your end. You've got no Edi Kedushin. It turns out that the Edi Kedushin or Miyake were postal for whatever reason. And the others said you don't want them to be Edi. So you've got no Edi Kedushin. The other way, if it turns out that one of the Edi Kedushin is kosher, then if one of the Edi Kedushin is postal, then to the Eved, you have all of the Shittas that hold A, you don't need the Yichud Edi. And Yichud Edim, the Avdim Luim says, is only a former Bialma. He doesn't even consider to be Lotzei Shidei from Shifu Rishani. To him, it's Bor that's not necessary. Only there shouldn't be any Yinkum Visheris Kedushas in Israel. So the Avdim Rishani will hold you don't need Yichud Edim. Plus, even if there was no other kosher who actually saw it, which is often the case under a Kofit, but according to the Chavis Yoyer and the Sam Sefer, you still have any Kiddushin in the room. Meile, if somebody wants to be Cheshish for a Chaim, I have an Eitz, you can have your cake and eat it too. No, check out the Eitz. How do you know what's going on in the Eitz? The Eitz can be Psulim, you don't know the Psulim when you say the Haradim. The get you tell them to be Mahara Bichuva. The Kedushin of it tells them to be Bichuva. The Eitze is a simple Eitze. It's similar to the Eitze that was used in Gite Mokome, where the people went off to war, and you have to be Maman and Shliach, and you don't know who's going to be around later to be a Shliach, the Kedushin, to be a Slaver, to be the Eitzema. So you're a Mamana, and you can't be Mamana the whole city because then you need all of them to be 80. So the Nusach was that they were Mamana any two of the Ksherim in this city. Did you use such a Nusach? That is Mazmin, these two 80 Kedushin, the Hu Adin, any others who are Ksherim, to the exclusion of all Suli. Now that's a mouthful. It's a few more clauses. But if you want, that kind of hazmona is good lakuna. We're mazmin plaini and plaini is Edi Kedushin, and we're mazmin and the others who are sharing to the exclusion of all students. Yes?
I think
there would
be a difference between
the Chayim
saying
Kapal Yarim
and just
Kapal. Kapal Yarim, Kapal
are real
for the question of the order. No, the word, the Siddish and Nusach and Oliver and the Kapal is the Nusach. I mean, it doesn't mean they become Suvayim.
Yeah.
It means that their services are not desired.
So for the end of the day, why
is there not being at the end? Because, again, I said before, I didn't want to go off on some of the longest because we'll never finish. But the whole yisod of these rishonim is the concept of lav kol kinei. I can't force myself on somebody as an aid with regard to an act over which he is the baal haboris. So that you can't exclude people. And that's you see that you saw it in the Rishonim, whatever it means. You see clearly that you saw it here, and you see it in the Rishonim as well. Yes.
And then I would find that theory
that if there's a Rishonim, you get a fair example on any issue you have, even if everybody's watching the Rishonim. The Rosh, I think, would definitely say so. That's tantamount to saying that I don't want to make the Kedushin. I'm giving you some Shem Kedushin without Shem Kedushin. You can't do that. It's a contradiction. If I say I want Kedushin without Edim, it's not Kedushin, even though the people standing in. That means I'm not getting it. It seems to me to follow from the Rosh. If I can be excluded Suli, why can't they exclude Sherry? What's the difference? Apostle is an age. It's not like a Baldur. Apostle is an age. What's Pshat in the Rosh? What does this mean, this notion of exclusion? What's this all about? I can understand the exclusion of Tzulim only if I can exclude Sharon. I can understand exclusion only if I'm a Baal HaBos. If I'm not a Baal HaBos, how can I exclude? Means that a Korah HaKosu is a Zeres HaKosu. And a Korah HaKosu is an A.
Right.
And how do you get excluded so he shouldn't ruin it as a Korah HaKosu?
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm not a Baal HaBos. To say who I want is an A. If I'm a Baal HaBos, I'm a Kosu. I have to be a Baal HaBos on the Kosu. Otherwise, what's the difference? That's how I understand. I have no right. Because I'm being it if you want. But I to me, it seems it's over Kosu. Of course not. But he'll say that's another halakha. That just like it is, you say this is no good. You need to have to know that they're 80 there too. That's what he'll answer. I agree with you. But that's what he would answer. Okay, that's the talking about the choice of one. All right, that's the yes. That's what the Rabbi Malui says. That's what he's saying is. It's lav kol kaminei. And here you want aiding, so we know you want only aiding, we're going to help you, not even going to harm you. You mean only the sharing, not the pursuing. That's why the Rosh says that even according, that's why the Rabbi Malui says that even according to the Rosh, you don't have to go through the rigmarole of Yichud, that in aiding, gitna, kedushin, as distinct from Alvora, the Yichud is automatic, without saying it. That's what he says, Zavor. You're right. Zavor. What's the Rosh do without Kol Kamine? Yes. Because he's talking about a halvor. There was an ordinary act. It was a loan. Says if you're miyach at 18, then there won't be a korv apostle, because the apostle is lost Kol Kamine to insist he's an A. But who says in the halvor I want 18 in the first place? What do I need 18 for in halvor? The kit in kedushin I need 18. In halvor, who says I want 18 altogether? That's the difference apparently. Gamzi Avin Luyim doesn't go into the difference, but it's clear that's what he means. All right. Now, the same thing happened in the citizens of Sui Edus occurred in a different way in a situation in which one of the 80 Kedushin turned out to be a apostle. He was a married to a cousin or whatever, and now the Shaila was whether you still have a valid Maisa Kedushin. This Shaila, you'll find two places. Clearly it's the same Shaila. It's the same person asking. You'll find it in the Yad HaLevi, this is one of the Bambergers, and you will find it in the Binyan Siyan, what was the Reish Lamed Zayin, I believe. In the Yad HaLevi, the source is a little bit clearer. What happened was that the Rav was sick, and he sent the Melamed to be Mesadar Kedushin. And the Yad HaLevi Shaila wasn't who found and discovered he was apostle. In the Yad HaLevi Shaila, it turned out that he used himself as one of the 80. He was one of the 80. So now the question was whether the Mesadar Kedushin can be one of the 80. The Yad HaLevi brings from Avrom Bing, Shamati Shamesadar Litzarf Asmu A, Ochein Tamoin Leishamati. That the Mesadar Kedushin is also Edus, and says the Yad HaLevi, presumably because he's a Negeah. Shiva Yisadar Kedushin, Leishamati. They won't pay him. So he wants he needs the kedusha to be chal in order to be able to collect his fee. Now. He in turn quotes the Chavetz Chaim, who clearly held that the Masada Kedushin could be one of the 80. The case I gave, the hypothetical I began with, was not Chavetz Chaim's hypothetical. It turned out that one of the 80 Kedushin was married to was married to a cousin and hence was posel. Says the Chavetz Chaim, but you already have the Masada Kedushin. And even though the Urmiyakad al-Aradim, he said it didn't make any difference. He said the Masada Kedushin is the second day. He was there. He saw the Sirus of Sabbat. And then he says, and even if not, he had the other people. In the case of the Yad HaLevi, the Masada Kedushin went and he used himself as the Eid L'Katchilas. And that's the Shaila they brought to the Yad HaLevi. And he quotes Avraham Bing, who I think was the Talmud of the Shaktari. He was for some from Germany. And he says that the psul is the psul of the gay of Avis. Now the same Shaila in the Vinyasian you'll find was Fourth Lamed Zion, right? Fourth Nun Zion. Incidentally, the first half of the Tshuva also deals about Yichud Eidim and whether it's necessary, etc. The Alvar Sheloskim Masada Kedushin Lovias Mino Eidim Basha Shomata Mevicha Hagoyin Shlo Yasekein. That goes back to Bamberger. He says, etc. That is the quote for Chavetz Chaim, the same Chavetz Chaim who says it is. Vinei Masada Kedushin Kabel Sfer B'Shkil Sira Kedushin Umei Dechino. He disagrees. He says that he's getting money for the services performed, and being an aid isn't part of what he's paid for. Umei Kavonis Mara Vipa Goyner Yoyer Kibnim Loi Dusa Ein Kedushin Veinu L'Kabel Bat Sfer Bat Sira Kedushin Ubezer Negev Dusa Niyashe Daiti Yesh Liyashe. The Mistoma Gamboy in the Masada Kedushin Ye Oid Acher Kosher. The same business. That there are other people here who saw it. Lahasha Kedushin. A few names should call him Sumi. Raka de Edusa in a fish.
I did what I'm supposed to do. I made sure that there's a decision. We won't have to make a very close decision second on the most important thing. We'll make a decision. You did sacrifice, but I'm sure that this didn't have enough for yourself. If I were a Italian on the airport, I would want to hire a sergeant to do a job. And the group before you would do is doing the whole job for a half the hour. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm going to go to the next
furious at my brother's sins, in which day it is easy to understand that she returns to the open and normal and out of our way against the recovery of the church, to be there for that, and also learn to ask our consent to go to the church. But it's our Savior in the first part of the church, who now is understanding that as he is.
This is the reason for the
in the MRA,
I'm going to take a picture of the
down to work. Another half minute,
you I'm going to see you. Thank you.